The team, which is currently monitoring activity at the Lasso Freya volcano, has a full day of activity ahead with regard to continued assessment of the volcano. Head of the team, Mr. Lynch, provided an update of seismic events over the last 3 days.
We had, over the last 3 days, seismicity, which is coming back down from a slight uptick that we saw over the weekend, in which we recorded something to the tune of 40 events, and that is after the system went down to below 10 events per day in the early parts of last week. So we had the uptick over the weekend, which coincided with the rainfall, and it seems to be going back down now.
Mr. Lynch said work is also being done to repair seismic stations to improve the overall monitoring capacity.
Now, over the last 3 days, we had 25 events on Monday, 22 day before yesterday, and 20 over the last 24 hours. So it's settling back down, it seems, again. There were some traverses for gas yesterday, but I don't have the results as yet. In terms of activities, we are now focused on getting the summit stations restored or rebuilt.
And Mr. Lynch said there have been a lot of changes at the volcano, and he is hoping that volcanologist Dr. Adam Stinton provide an update on this before the week is out.
We had the reconnaissance flights on Monday. Well, I thought that the furniture was rearranged, but after speaking to Dr. Stinton, who is back on island to do some surveys, if you recall, he's the man who has been studying the dome growth. The whole house has been rebuilt, so that's what it's like up there. In fact, we hope to get him on the air before he goes back Friday evening, since he has been the man who has been studying the dome most closely. He'll be the best person to describe what we are seeing now and the implication.
Mr. Lynch also spoke of some of the challenges faced by the team as a result of a glitch encountered with one of the monitoring stations.
Yesterday, we had a bit of a technical glitch in that overnight we lost communications into Belmont, and we woke up with only one station coming in. So we had to push back our helicopter activities, because it's not safe to land on a active volcano without any sort of supervision from the observatory. So we didn't manage to get as much done yesterday as we wanted on the volcano. We dropped some stuff in, but the cloud cover quickly came in and we had to call off play for the day. So we have a very tight schedule today. It's looking a little overcast, but we think we could go in early and make up some time. So that's the plan generally.
Head of the Lasso Freya monitoring team, Lloyd Lynch. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lasso Freya volcano update.